This is KUOW Seattle. I'm Ross Reynolds with Steve Scheer. Seattle is now the fastest growing city in the United States, according to the Census Bureau. Who are the new residents? There's a good chance they're young. In fact, some of them are babies. They're born here. And many are apt to be millennials, younger adults in their 20s and early 30s. That's because nationwide, millennials are twice as likely to move as other age groups. But they're moving less than earlier generations of young adults in the same age group. Peter Francis is an independent demographer and consultant in Exeter, New Hampshire. He spoke with David Hyde and explained the migratory habits of millennials.
Millennials, unlike baby boomers, are moving to cities. They are much more inclined to live in a city like Seattle or on this coast, Boston, than they are to live in a traditional suburb or want to live in a traditional suburb. And there's a number of reasons for that, but Seattle and Boston are particularly attractive to millennials, particularly college graduate millennials who have skills, job skills, and can find work in the high-tech firms that dominate the landscape, the employment landscape in both Seattle and Boston.
Okay, so more likely to move to cities. Why is that?
A couple of reasons. One is that they came from the suburbs where they live with their parents, and they want to do something different than baby boomers did. But the other thing is $4 a gallon gasoline. It is simply so expensive and time-consuming to commute from the suburbs into the city. But the second reason is equally important, that in fact the cities are no longer the dangerous, crime-ridden, you know, nasty place to live that their image 20 years ago would have suggested.
All right, but the real trend here is that millennials are actually moving less than earlier generations of young adults. What are some of the reasons, or what's the top reason why you think that's happening?
The top reason is that as a group, remember, we're talking here a huge number of people, you know, 85 million people. But as a group, they make less money. That's the dominant reason, is that they are less able to move because they have less resources to move. If you decide, or anyone decides, that they're going to move from, you know, Seattle to Portland, let's say, when there's risk involved in that. There's risk that you might not be able to find a job in Portland after you move from Seattle or vice versa. And there's it takes money. You've got to put down a deposit on a rental place.
Yeah, I can see all that. But if you look at past generations and migrations of people, African Americans out of the South, say, during World War II, people went where the jobs were. That's the story of America. Why isn't that happening as much now?
The confidence that there's going to be those jobs is not there. Post-World War II and other places, there was tremendous confidence that you could go to Dallas, you could go to Seattle, you could go someplace, and by God, there'd be a job waiting for you right then and there, regardless of how much education you might have had. That confidence that those jobs are going to be waiting for you is simply not there.
Why else are millennials thinking about the question of staying home or living with their parents in a lot of cases? Why are they thinking about that differently than prior generations?
The other reason that they're thinking about it differently is that the makeup of the millennial generation is not the same as it was in the past. The reason why one might want to stay where, let's say, you went to high school is that there are strong family ties. Among the white non-Hispanic population, those family ties are not particularly strong.
Even now.
But among the African-American and Hispanic population, those family ties are very strong. The grandparents want to become, and do become, very involved in the raising of their grandchildren. And so there's a tremendous pull on the part of Hispanic, particularly, and to some extent African-American households, that if you are young, 20-something, and you have a child, whether you're married or not, that it's going to be really great if grandma is nearby to help you raise the child, to look after the child while you go to work and so forth.
So diversity is a huge difference. I'm thinking back to the post-World War II era. people married pretty young. They form nuclear families. I think they move something like every 4 years.
Right.
Suburbanization was happening.
Right.
How is this generation different in its attitudes towards marriage and having kids?
It's very different. The marriage rate is as low as it's ever been in American history. 40% of all children are born to women who have never been married. And among the African-American and Hispanic population, it's well over 50%. And so for this population we're talking about, millennials, approximately half of all births are to women who've never been married. So we're talking about single moms here who are less likely to move because they need the extended family structure to help raise that child. So marriage rates are low, but also young people are not having children as often as they used to or as young as they used to. One might used to have a child. First of all, teenage birth rates are at historic lows. I mean, really rock bottom lows. So even when people have a child, they have the child in their late 20s or early 30s, not in their early 20s.
Well, if we could just wrap it up, maybe the big question I have is just how this generation of millennials approaches uncertainty differently than prior generations.
They approach it in two different ways. The first difference between this generation and previous ones is debt. Remember, we're talking $1 trillion of college debt. That's an enormous millstone around one's neck. As I often say, they have a mortgage and no house. And when you have debt, it tends to make you more conservative in terms of you're not likely to take a chance. But the other thing is their capability to earn money is circumscribed. It's not as certain that they would be able to get a better job at the place where they moved to than the place where they are right now.
Peter Francis, thank you so much for telling us about it.
You're welcome.
Peter's an independent demographer and consultant in Exeter, New Hampshire, telling us about the millennial generation. He spoke with David Hyde. This is The Record on KUOW.